Welcome to Sales Talk for CEOs. I'm glad you're here. I'll be interviewing CEOs who have successfully scaled their B2B sales organization. In each episode, I'll start by uncovering the sales background of each CEO, dig into the strategies they use to build their sales organization, and wrap it up with what the future holds. We'll cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of scaling a sales organization. I'm your host, Alice Hyman. Throughout the season, I've heard one thing loud and clear, and you know I'm always talking about this on my social media, in my blog posts, and with all of the CEOs and experts that I talk to. Sales has changed. Why? Because the buyer has changed. Oh yeah, don't forget that global pandemic that we had. That sure speeded things up, but things were changing anyway. And now it's hitting us smack in the face. And for those of you who are not paying attention, sales is going to get harder and harder for your team.
And if you're training your team in a legacy approach where it looks like solution selling, and we start with, let me tell you how great our company is, and look at all these logos. That's our trophy case. Look, we've got Procter & Gamble, and we show you all these big logos. And then we tell you about our solutions, and then we say, tell me about your problems. We've done that now for, I'm going to say 40-ish years, right in that neighborhood. And it just doesn't work in this environment. It's a difficult environment for people. And they're not trying to figure out whether or not they're going to buy from you. They're trying to figure out, what the heck am I supposed to be doing right now? Yeah. Like it doesn't work the way that it worked in the past. So this book updates the competencies for sales managers and sales leaders to have a different structure for how they pursue revenue growth.
In the past, what we did was that we interrupted people. We used interruptive methods. So cold calling, advertising, whatever. We interrupt you and you pitch. And now the buyer just won't put up with that. And there's so many things. I can block you. I don't take cold calls on my mobile. There's just so many things that just stops that, which is why the things are going down.
And when I say sales these days, I don't mean what your sellers are doing. I mean how the customer wants to buy from you. So the key thing that I talked about with everybody this season was, how do we meet the customers where they are? How do we give them an exceptional customer experience? And how do we make it easy for them to buy?
And what is happening is marketing and sales, both of them, in my view, they are transforming to become more about educating.
So as a CEO, what are some of the things you can do to make it easier to be your customer? Well, back to what we just talked about with understanding the customer journey. When I say customer journey, I don't just mean from the time your salespeople talk to them to the time the deal is closed. I mean from, hello, I found you and I'm looking to see if you can do what I need, to, I am your loyal customer. There's one more metric that's really important and every CEO should care about. I talked about this with so many of my guests. We're not just looking for more customers. We don't need a long, long list of customers who bought from us. What we need is a long, long list of customers who are successful using what we sold them.
You really need to take responsibility of what you are selling, because sales process should not be considered as the process that ends when the deal is closed.
Right.
Actually, it ends when the work is done and the customer is happy.
I was so happy in early 30s to get the check and add a customer and name it success. Later on, what I learned is the ultimate success is to make the customer successful, not to just sell.
Many of the CEOs and experts that I talked to this season talked about making content readily available to the people who want to buy from them on every channel that they might be looking for it, on social media, on the website, in the emails that we send. Making it easy for them to get the content that helps them move to the next stage in the buying process. Now, in the past, what we've done is gated everything because we want their email address, right? People are tired of gating. They will just skip your content and go on to the next. You've got to provide great content from the CEO talking about not just the products and services, but the thought leadership around it.
I mean, we always ask the question of all the companies that we go into is, who is the leading technical and commercial influencer in your market or vertical? And the answer to that usually will be, I don't know, there isn't one. But well, why not? Why isn't it you?
It's time if you haven't. You've got to work in teams. You need your customer success, your salespeople, your marketing people, your subject matter experts, your sales engineers, and anyone else who can help the customer along their journey. So a third thing that we talked about on almost every show is, what is the CEO's role?
I do remember a small company I acquired some years ago from my previous company. I met the founder in Los Angeles, and he said, I said, what are you doing with your company and this guy? He said, well, I haven't been able to really sell to more customers, so I'm hiring a new salesperson, and he's going to do it for us. And then I said, impossible. If you as a founder cannot sell, how do you think a new salesperson? I mean, that's impossible, I'm telling you.
So as the CEO, wherever you may be in your journey, whether you are a startup or whether you are 20 or 30 years in, think about what your role currently is. I had several of the CEOs tell me that they actually have gone back to what you would call founder-led sales. In the beginning, they did the whole entire sales process. But now when they say founder-led sales, what they mean is they are the face of the company. They are providing thought leadership, and they are actually generating leads for their sales team. Imagine using your own network and your own contacts and those of your whole senior team to make introductions for your salespeople so they don't have to go in cold.
So what we're doing is that when we go onto social is we're trying to create a conversation. So there's three things that you need on social media. One is you need to have a great profile. A great profile as in what we call buyer-centric. So when a buyer looks at you, they go, that person looks interesting. That person could help me. The second thing that they need is to have a wide and varied network. And that's about you building out contacts in the people you want to influence. And the third thing that we need is content. And the reason why we need content is a couple of things. We know that buyers are online looking for advice.
I mean, we all know that cold outreach still works to some small degree, but it's getting harder and harder, and it's burning out salespeople in droves. So we really need better ways. So now that you've heard some things that you can do and ways you should look at things differently, I'm going to add one more piece. And this is going to be a mindset shift as well. When I talk to the CEOs about their sales organizations and what they were measuring to know whether they were going to hit their numbers or not, there was a lot of interesting conversation. In the old days, which weren't that long ago, by the way, just before COVID, we were measuring things differently. And some of you still may be using these metrics. How many dials, how many emails, right? How many social posts? These are what I call vanity metrics. They're a number of things that we did, and maybe we're doing thousands of those things, but who cares if we don't understand the results? So I send out 1,000 emails and get 2 responses. Some people are cheering. That's fantastic. I think that's abysmal. Why would you do that much work? Oh, because email's easy, right? We can just spam people and get a couple responses. Stop it. You're making a bad name for all of us. No one wants your spam in their inbox or in their LinkedIn. So just stop. You got to think about better ways to do it. And you've got to measure those better ways. And as a CEO, you've got to ask your sales leaders, what are you measuring? You need leading indicators, not lagging indicators. By the time you know whether you hit the number for that quarter, it's too late to improve anything. So as a CEO, what you need to know is how many conversations are your sellers having with people who can buy from them?
So a transformation for a team to a modern approach means that they're going to be what I call one up. And one up means I know more than you and I have greater experience than you do about this decision, not about everything. I'm ignorant on all kinds of other things and you can educate me and I'm happy to be one down and being educated. Love it. It makes me smarter. The only things I've ever learned, I learned from my clients by asking them questions. But right now they need more of us helping them understand what's going on, what it means for them and what they need to do. So that transformation means you're going to have a different sales force on the other end that can create greater value. The most important thing for you to work on is increasing the effectiveness of your salesperson in the conversation with their client, because I have no idea why people think that product matters and all these other things matter. It's a conversation, and the conversation is the only way you can build value for that client. There is nothing else that you can give them that they feel the same way about. So when they're being educated and informed and enlightened and they're going, I'm getting closer to being able to make this decision because I now understand things that I didn't even know existed.
So when we have those conversations, if we're still not moving deals forward, then we can take a look and see what's happening in those conversations and help the salespeople have better conversations so that the deals do move forward. But if they're not even having the conversations, you don't have anything to analyze and improve on. So get them having more conversations. So conversations and successful customers, those can be two of the things that you measure in the new year. Thanks for tuning in to Sales Talk for CEOs. You can find me at alicehyman.com. Be sure and connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know that you heard the show. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, write a review, and share the show with another CEO.